This is the Hoosier Ag Today Tuesday podcast. It is the 1st of July, 2025. We start the second half of the year. I'm Andy Eubank, and the HAT podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them online at ffbt.com to learn more. Eric Pfeiffer and CJ Miller checking in with the news today, including an important reauthorization needed this year of a law run by the Federal Grain Inspection Service, and it's National Ice Cream Month, so let's celebrate. HAT Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin has the Indiana farm forecast, including a drop in humidity and some nice weather. And yesterday, grain and oilseed markets were quiet and mixed after the USDA update. We'll have the settlements and John Zanker market analysis on the Hoosier Ag Today Tuesday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Another ag issue that Congress needs to get a handle on and celebrating National Ice Cream Month. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today News. The U.S. Grain Standards Act, a cornerstone for the grain industry and grain and oilseed marketing, is up for reauthorization this year, the subject of a recent congressional hearing. Grain Standards Act provisions expire September 30th, and industry witnesses urged House ag lawmakers to renew and improve the more than 100-year-old law run by the Federal Grain Inspection Service. American Soybean Association Secretary Dave Walton.
Global customers consider FGIS the international gold standard for grain grading. Inspections carry the weight of the U.S. government, creating peace of mind for international customers and providing impartiality that private inspections may lack.
Expiration of the act threatens to upend a system that has been the backbone of U.S. grain marketing, fostering trust in U.S. farm exports. But reauthorization offers a chance to modernize the act to improve grading technology, enhance efficiency, and reduce costs. Cargill's Nicholas Fryant, on behalf of the National Grain and Feed Association, had a couple of recommendations.
First, investment in grain grading technology to speed and improve the inspection process. And second, strengthening the emergency waiver authority to ensure continuity and flexibility in grain export inspection services.
The industry also urges a restructuring of costly user fees, funding 70% of FGIS operations, and decoupling the fees from a rolling five-year average for tonnage fees.
Running for office? From the school board to the state house to Washington, D.C., your first race or your fifth. Learn the skills to win at Indiana Farm Bureau's Campaign School, July 29th and 30th in Indianapolis. Led by AFBF staff and supported by Indiana Farm Bureau, this program helps candidates who care about Indiana agriculture run smart, effective campaigns. All political parties welcome. Seats are limited. Register at infb.org/events. Indiana Farm Bureau support leaders who care about agriculture.
July is National Ice Cream Month, and the American Dairy Association of Indiana is hosting a big event next week to not only celebrate and raise money, but also to bring awareness to the important role that ice cream plays in Indiana agriculture. CJ Miller has the story.
Our 36th annual ice cream social on Monument Circle. Every year, just a bigger party.
And that's Brooke Williams, Director of Communications with American Dairy Association Indiana. The event is Thursday, July 10th on Monument Circle in downtown Indianapolis from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Indiana is ranked second in the U.S. in ice cream production, which Brooke says is one reason for the celebration.
And for good reason, CJ. As most households know, ice cream is a staple in most homes, and so we're always happy to celebrate that and to bring a reason to eat more ice cream, all for a good cause.
They'll be selling hand-scooped ice cream sundaes for $5 each to raise money for Indiana Sports Corps to help them expand sports programs for young kids all across the state. Also, the Purdue Dairy Club plans to bring some special guests to the event.
They bring a cow down, sometimes a calf as well. So we like to bring the farm to the circle and I mean, how often are you going to see a beautiful Holstein cow there on Monument Circle in Indianapolis? So it's always really exciting. We love to see the kids' reactions when they look over and see a calf out there that they can pet. And it's one more way for us to connect where food comes from in the state of Indiana.
For more information about American Dairy Association Indiana's Ice Cream Social, visit winnersdrinkmilk.com. I'm C.J. Miller.
And you can find more farm news at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we do more than lend. We lift up our rural communities that we serve, too. From our day-to-day business of supporting farmers to our community investment efforts and scholarships for students, we help local rural communities find their next level. Visit fcma.com/community to learn more about our commitment to communities. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Hey, farmers need equipment? Check out Purple Wave Auction every other Wednesday. They're running ag auctions where everything sells, no reserve, no games. What I love is how they let you talk directly with sellers. Got questions about that tractor? Just ask. That's the kind of hometown service you want. But here's the kicker. Your equipment gets seen by buyers across the entire country. Whether you're buying or selling, jump into Purple Wave's auction rhythm at purplewave.com. Purple Wave Auction. Sold means sold.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Here's what we've got going on, kind of an interesting setup. We had a major round of moisture come through yesterday. Showers and thunderstorms were lingering pretty much the entire day to start the week, but markedly different today. We're behind most of the precipitation here right now as it pushes off to the east and south, and you can feel the air mass change, the front ushering in slightly cooler temperatures. I think we'll stay in the 80s this week, but low 80s, and the biggest thing is low humidity. The dew points have dropped significantly, and we're going to be quite comfortable, not just today, but through tomorrow and Thursday as well. Now, by the time we get into the late week, humidity values creeping up. Temperatures are definitely going to start to creep higher. I think we'll be quite warm probably by Thursday already, but we are looking at humidity coming up, and that's going to play into our 4th of July holiday weekend. I don't think the 4th of July is going to have any problems at all. I don't think the 5th is going to be that problematic either. Where I see a chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms is going to be early the 6th through midday, and then we get sunshine back for the afternoon of the 6th. So I can give you most of the 4th of July holiday weekend. But with the humidity ramping up and with temperatures really warming dramatically, Monday of next week is going to be hot, hot, hot. I think it is also going to lend itself to some heat-based thunderstorm development. Maybe not so much next Monday, but Tuesday the 8th, Wednesday the 9th, and early Thursday the 10th, I think we have to allow for hit-and-miss scattered thunderstorms all over the state of Indiana. Some decent rains there, quarter to 1 inch potential. Behind that, we do cool down a little bit to finish next week. So the 11th into the 12th, we see temperatures ease back, not necessarily getting completely rid of precipitation right away. But for the weekend of the 12th and 13th and on through the start of the week of the 14th, I look for us to be rather pleasant on temperatures, and we should be dry with good evaporation. So it's continuing to be a very odd summer here. We are definitely seeing all parts of Mother Nature as we move into the first half of the month of July. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Mixed and quiet markets on USDA Report Day. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Farm Market Review. I'll have all the final numbers coming up. We begin, though, with thoughts from John Zanker of Risk Management Commodities on a USDA June 30th report day. I caught up with John at the end of the session. There was a reaction, but not a whole lot of it, to the USDA June 30th reports, John. I think we can call the report a bit of a snoozer, some interesting numbers, but nothing major market moving on Monday. What did you make of the report overall?
Well, this report historically is known for some wild moves. I think we had a 3 to 4 year period earlier this century where we moved the limit in one way or the other. So I actually don't mind this. And I wasn't expecting anything bullish. I was hoping that maybe we could come in close to the average trade guess on corn, and that would stabilize this ongoing sell-off that we've had for several months. now. And, yeah, we stabilized a little bit. Soybeans, they've been down, they've been up. Just really nothing too dramatic there. Corn stocks, you know, just right on the average trade guess. Soybeans a little bit higher, about 20 million. Acreage, not much going on there. So, yes, it's a snoozer, and I'm okay with that. And we'll be back to trading weather tomorrow.
Well, that was my next question. How soon do we get back to other things like weather, and what else will the market be keying on, since effectively we move off of this report right away?
Yeah, we've basically moved off of it already. And at least one major private forecaster is seeing a heat wave coming around the middle of the month. And if that unfolds, and if we don't have much water between here and there, that will definitely be a market mover, as we're going to be seeing quite a bit of the corn crop pollinating during that time frame. We're going to start seeing some tassels going coming out here in the Lafayette area, so we'll have some corn pollinated by the time the 15th rolls around. But that's a bit unusual in the state of Indiana. I drove up from Carmel this morning, and boy, the first 20 miles looks pretty ugly from all the water damage. And then as you get closer to Lafayette, record potential. So as you move west of the Mississippi, things are looking very good out there. Certainly record yield potential out there, not so much here in the east. So what happens in the second 2 weeks, or the last 2 weeks of July, is certainly going to have a pretty big impact on yield.
Trade deals, should we get something specific, concrete, that is beneficial to ag, those could be market movers as well.
Well, I think so. You've got to feel good about it. And is it going to have any major impact on exports in the coming weeks? No. Coming months, probably not. You know, it looks like this Brazilian second crop's huge. And I've really been impressed with our corn exports the last several months and last several weeks, and you know, another good number today. So we're going to have to see another adjustment by the USDA next month, and that's only going to lower that carryout further, it appears. So I like what I'm seeing there, and not so happy with what I'm seeing with soybean exports, and I'm still worried about that huge crop in South America hanging over our heads, maybe deep into the fall this year.
John Zanker, market analysis. John is with Risk Management Commodities. Their Lafayette office number is 866-837-9027. Now, the Monday settlements down a little bit in the corn market. September 409 and a quarter, 2 and a quarter lower. D's 425 and a half, down a penny and a half. The August beans, 3 and a half lower, 1029 and three quarters, but up on deferreds. September 1018 and a quarter, up a penny. Novi up 2 and a quarter, 1027. 2 and a half lower, September wheat, 538 and a quarter. Meats mixed, August live cattle, 213.87, up 57. August lean hogs, 107.50, down 277. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.